We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If you're just a San Francisco sports fan in general, if you're a 49ers and you're a Giants fan, has this Rams rivalry that they've created so far, has that filled the void for you? Is that the one that you're most looking forward to this upcoming season? Because the latest from LA. Now, we know what's happening in Arizona with Kyler Murray and the Cardinals.
Drama.
Had the independent study addendum. They took it back because they saw the outrage, the reaction to everybody, seeing how ridiculous it all was. Then they said, oh, you know, they misinterpreted what we were trying to do. They think that Kyler doesn't study film. Kyler's not happy with the reaction to it. All right, you know what? We're just going to revoke it. Just take it out, put it away. And there's also something that just came across, too. This was from Josh Weinfuss of ESPN, or Weinfuss. I could be pronouncing the name wrong. But he says, I asked Cliff Kingsbury about having Kyler Murray call the plays via radio on Saturday, because I guess that's what they did at practice. Quote, this is from Cliff Kingsbury. I just wanted him to know that, hey, this bleep ain't easy. Every now and then he starts shaking his head when I'm calling it there. I'm like, all right, go ahead, big dog.
Wow. I mean, that's your coach and quarterback who you just locked in.
You got that in the NFC West already happening, and it's way too turbulent right now. This is not...
That's crazy.
That's insane. You'd never hear Kyle Shanahan say that about Trey or even Jimmy G when Jimmy was
anyone.
Starting. No.
Wow.
Go ahead, big dog. Call the plays. You think you're better than I am? Call the plays. That's what I'm reading into it. That's you know, that might be paraphrasing there, but that's what I think it means.
Wow.
So you're seeing that with the Cardinals. And then I'm looking what's happening with the Rams, and this may be much ado about nothing, but Stafford did have an elbow injury last year, and he received an injection into the right elbow during his offseason. And Sean McVay said that the pain is a little abnormal for a quarterback. Now, they said they're getting him progressing, and you know, they're putting him in drills that, you know, can help alleviate some of those symptoms and not have to throw with that right elbow too strong. I don't even know what he was trying to say. Could he do it? Yes. Is that the best thing? We didn't think so. And I think I've got a responsibility to try to make decisions that are in the best alignment using medical experts and talking with Matthew. So you have that with his elbow. I mean, with the way that the NFC West is shaken out right now, I don't know if that means anything going into the season. Matthew Stafford's been playing hurt his entire career, but with what's going on between these two teams in the NFC West? I mean, at least the 49ers, I know they have a shaky O-line right now. You know, that may be a concern for some people. I mean, people think, you know, people think that you just shouldn't make the playoffs based off your O-line. But, man, like, I'm seeing everything that's happening in the NFC West right now, and I'm thinking 49ers, there's a lot of upside for the 49ers this year.
This elbow injury for Stafford feels like something.
It does, doesn't it?
Hell yeah. If I told you Jimmy G had this last year, you know, when he was the starting quarterback heading into the year, you'd be like, uh-oh, we're in trouble. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Like every quarterback.
Like McVay says, and this was from Wednesday.
Wow, this is a big one.
The pain isn't a setback, but is consistent with what's been going on. You want to try to have him operate in as little pain as possible. I think anytime you've played as long and are as tough as he is, I don't know if you're ever truly pain-free, but the goal would be for September 8th and really looking forward towards 17 games, then hopefully some games after that if we earn that type of opportunity. So I'm reading that and thinking, what, you're trying to just have him operate in as little pain as possible? It's a right elbow. You have to use a right elbow when you're throwing a football.
Well, and he got an injection this offseason. This is not good. And, I'm a little surprised that we don't see more football players at quarterback with arm injuries. Like, we don't get a lot of these arm injuries. At least we don't hear about them. And I'm a little surprised that we don't. But if he's out, I think so highly of McVay, he'll figure something out to be able to compete throughout the regular season. But like we all see it in the playoffs, when you have the lesser quarterback, it's really difficult to win playoff games.
The quarterback was everything for the Rams last year. Stafford was awesome.
No, he was the difference in the NFC Championship game.
He was fantastic.
Especially in that second half. He was the difference in the Buccaneers game when they won that game.
Yeah.
He was fantastic in that. And then obviously his synergy with Cooper Kupp. this feels like something, man. Especially that he's not going to participate in a lot of their camp stuff. Like, this is a big one.
I do think we are kind of sleeping on the Cardinals going into this season. I did, at least prior to everything happening. But
losing Chandler Jones is a big deal.
It is a big deal. So
he was a great player for them.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that. But seeing everything that's happening with the Cardinals and this elbow injury with the Rams, I don't know. But I do wonder, at 888-957-9570, does this Rams 49ers rivalry, is this building to something that we can actually talk about as a rivalry?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.